The black population, you can see the Democratic voting areas, very, very close correlation. The one gain for Obama was East Baton Rouge Parish. That's where the city of Baton Rouge, that's Louisiana State University. So again, Obama doing very well in college areas. So that's one county he gained, or parish, I should say. They don't have counties there. Tennessee, big losses for the Democrats. Again, here are, like Arkansas, white, poor, heavily religious counties. There's only a couple. This is Nashville. This is Memphis. But these counties here are the last remainders of rural, white, poor, evangelical counties that actually still went for the Democratic candidate. But there was major erosion. Somebody did wanted to see Delaware. Here's the point I want to make here. Maryland and Delaware at the state level look like New England. Very heavy Democratic voting. At the county level, they don't at all. Maryland, it's a swath through the center. Suburban D.C., particularly Prince George's County, African-American middle-class suburban county, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Montgomery County, the rest Republican. Now, I'll show you a map of New England that's going to look very surprising. It's because the colors are inverted. This is how Dave Lape does his atlas, and I didn't change them because I couldn't fit them together in a little jigsaw puzzle unless I left them as they were. So here, red is Democratic voting. You can see one county, which has Piscataquis County, if I'm saying it right, only has 17,000 people. That's the only county that McCain took in all of New England. So that's why a lot of people are saying this area is looks pretty much lost to the Republicans.